Let's begin chapter 3. Now we will discuss the challenges that face us in this world and what our job is. We've already explained that every person was placed in this world in order to make a choice between good and evil, to choose good. There are many, many components to good and just as many to evil. Every good character trait, every good midah is a function of good. Every bad midah is a function of evil. Gaiva is a function of evil. Humility is a function of good. Mercy is a component of good. Cruelty is a component of evil. Being satisfied with what you have, sameach b'chalkai, is a function of good. The opposite is a function of evil. Hashem, in His great wisdom, not only created the different aspects of good and evil, but He enabled these choices to be made in this world as well. Meaning that in order that each of these different aspects should be available for choosing, it necessitates that situations arise which place the choice before us. This situation must fit the person and offer him the test of choosing one midah versus another midah. For example, if there was no distribution of wealth, if everyone would have equal amounts of money, there would be no poor people and wealthy people. In that reality, there would be no opportunity to either have mercy or be indifferent and unfeeling. Now that this is not the case, every time a poor person and a rich person meet, there is a test for the rich person. Will he have mercy and help the poor person out or not? Likewise, the poor person can be tested. Will he be happy with what he has and thank Hashem for it? Or will he resent the situation he finds himself in? The rich person will also be challenged with haughtiness. Will he feel elite and better than the poor person? And will his wealth cause him perhaps to become totally consumed with this world to the point where he forgets about this Hashem? Or will he be humble and submit himself, be machnia himself before Hashem, and give up all the foolishness, the havlei ha'olam hazeh, in place of Torah and mitzvahs? Hashem divided up these many forms of tests and nisyonos between all people. Hashem, in His wisdom, gave some people certain tests and choices and gave others different ones. Every human being has a specific calling, a job to do, which is his mission, the tests he will be faced with, and the Yetzer Hara he will have to wrestle with. He'll be judged by Hashem according to the task which has been assigned to him in every single aspect of it, with extreme attention to every detail, the way Hashem passes his judgment. As a king has many servants, and the task that the king wants accomplished is delegated among them, each one serving a different purpose, so too is the way Hashem divided the various tests and trials of this world between us. Between all of us, we will complete and perfect what Hashem wants from this world. Each of us is responsible for the part, the mission given to us, according to how successful we were at fulfilling our purpose, is how Hashem will judge us. How Hashem determines which job for who and exactly what that mission is something which is beyond human comprehension. It's so complex. It's so many details. It addresses so many aspects of every human being's particular situation, particular ability, his psyche, his emotional status, everything is addressed when Hashem assigns a mission, and only Hashem in His ultimate wisdom has the capability of assigning and designing these tasks and missions for each individual, a perfectly shaped and a perfectly designed for what we are, who we are, what our families are, what community we live in, how we were born, what kind of background we have, according to each one of ours strengths and abilities. It's something only Hashem could understand. But each one of us has that task, and each one of us was given such a job.